Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Well, hello, Miss Wendy. My name is Debbie Richard, and I have found a charge on my credit card that I did not authorize.
Okay. I'd be happy to look up that account here for you, Miss Richard. Bear with me just a moment, please, ma'am. All right, here we go. I do see an account. For security purposes, I do have to ask if you could verify either your address or the last four digits of that card they charged, please, ma'am.
They charged my card, my Premier card, 1492 or 70, not 1472.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I show an address of 13330 Holland Road. Is that an apartment 330?
Yes, ma'am.
In Dickinson, Texas. Okay, yes, ma'am. So this account was activated on April the 14th. There was a survey that was completed online, and after that survey, they offered a sweepstakes entry for the mixer as well as a monthly membership to the Bites Hub. What that is an app for your phone that gives healthy recipes and meal planning ideas to cut sugar and carb cravings. It's normally offered at $59.89 a month, but it looks like, I don't know if there was an email sent in or what, but it looks like the account has been canceled already.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I did cancel the account, but I canceled it within a couple of days, but they still charged the credit card.
Okay. All right. Bear with me just a moment. Let me check with my supervisor to see what we can do about this.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Just one more moment, Ms. Richard. Okay. Yes, ma'am. She did give me approval to do a full refund of that $59.89 since you did technically cancel the same day the account was set up. So you can expect to see that refund as a credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. And then we will also send an email confirmation to dhrichard@me.com.
Thank you, baby. I do appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.